Mission Valen, this missioner again continues the discussion of making sure that one does not leave dough for it to become chometz by itself. And Ben Gamliel says, Sholish noshim loshish ka'achas, three women are allowed to knead dough at the same time, the oifes besader echad, and bake their dough in one oven, zerachar zoi, one after the other. Meaning, if there is only one oven, and three women who are baking dough together, so if they all start preparing their dough at the same time, but there's only one oven and room for one of the pieces of dough to go in at one time, so you'll end up with a situation where two of the women will have finished kneading their dough and processing their dough and have it to be ready to go into the oven, but there's no room in the oven. So they'll end up leaving the dough without work on it, without moving it. As long as you're still kneading the dough and involved in pulling it and stretching it, then it won't become chometz. But if you leave it, then it will become chometz. But Rabbi Gamliel says that we're not concerned that it will become chometz, because the bread will bake quite quickly, and in such a small time, it's unlikely that the dough of the other two women will become chometz, and so they can start processing the dough together, and then put in the dough one after the other. We're not concerned that it will become chometz. However, the Chachom say, Sholish Noshim Oiskes Babotzik, you can have three women who are involved in the processing of the dough at one time, but they can't all start doing the same thing at the same time. Rather, achas losha, one should be kneading the dough, and at the same time, achas ereches, one should be plaiting the dough, shaping it into a loaf after it has been kneaded, achas oifa, and one would be baking her bread, she would have her bread in the oven at that time, so that by the time that the bread has been baked in the oven, then the next piece of dough is ready to go into the oven, and that way you won't have pieces of dough just lying around, being able to become chometz, because the oven will be available once the dough is ready. Now the way we're going to understand Rabbi Akiva is that he is agreeing with the Chachomim and explaining why Rabbi Gamliel is wrong. Rabbi Akiva says, although you're right, Rabbi Gamliel, that in certain situations, the two pieces of dough of the two other women who are waiting for the oven, the dough won't rise, but there are other situations where it will rise. Lokal anoshim, not all women, velokal eitzim, and not all wood, velokal tanurim, and not all ovens, shoven, are the same. You could have an oven which cooks very quickly, you could have a woman who works very slowly, and all these different factors need to be taken into account, and therefore they cannot start at the same time, rather they should start at different times, and make sure that one woman does not need to wait for the other woman's bread to finish baking. And the Mishnah sort of gives a rule now, Zeh HaKlol, this is the rule, to make sure that one's dough does not become chometz. Tofach, if it starts to rise, or bloat a bit, then Tiltosh B'tzoinein, she should wet the bread slightly with cold water, as we saw earlier on, because that prevents the dough from rising.